Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Jason, how are you doing today?
Fantastic. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking and for being on the show. I know you have a lot of things to do. Really, really appreciate this. Now, what we wanted to do was just to, of course, talk to you about virtual leverage, your experience with it, and of course, CyberBacker. But before we head on to that, I need your help here real quick. Can you tell us something about yourself and what you do, Jason?
Oh, well, let's see. From a personal side, I grew up playing soccer, and I'm an avid soccer player. Well, not player anymore, but I do enjoy watching a lot of games. I also coached for several years, so yeah. So that's kind of on the fun side of it, and then on the more business side of it, we've got a print company as well as real estate. So I kind of dabble in a little bit of both of those.
Gosh, so if you don't mind me asking, how long have you been doing your printing business and real estate too?
Yeah, absolutely. So on the real estate side, I've been in the business for almost 13 years now. So I've been doing that for quite some time, and actually got into real estate. I was in telecom, actually. I managed voice and fiber networks for almost 10 years, and I got out of that and got into real estate. Love it. On the print side, we've been in this industry, this world of the print for about 3 years now. What we do is actually kind of a newer product line. It really came out about 3 years ago. So,
wow. Gosh. So really a lot of experience, a ton of experience between both businesses. How about working with someone virtual though? Just like what you're doing with CyberBacker. Is this a first time for you?
I mean, this is actually a first time. Yeah, I appreciate that question. So from a real estate perspective, I actually found out about CyberBacker through real estate. I had entertained the idea of having CyberBacker and some admin support with my real estate needs. I ended up not going that route simply because I had someone here local that, she's actually been a very good friend of mine for years. So she just kind of stayed put in that role. But once we got the print company going, it was a very quick no-brainer for me to kind of engage you guys and get going in that.
There we go. So how long have you been partnered with CyberBacker so far?
So we've been with CyberBacker now. I think our first admin support came on, I believe, in March.
Okay. So a few months into the partnership then, was it a big change for you at all? Personally, I mean.
Yeah, 100%. It was a huge change, you know, and so of course me coming, you know, on the real estate side, I've had admin support. I've had a real estate team that was as large as 10 agents. So I've understood the importance of admin support and leverage and really what that can do for you. And I think what a lot of people struggle with a lot of times is the ability to actually let go. As business owners, we tend to, sometimes it's the nature of it. Sometimes we enjoy the control and really having the hands on with it. But once we really allow ourselves to let go and allow an admin support team to come on, it really just opens the doors for so much more.
Really does, actually. Beauty of virtual leverage. Now, talk to me more about your CyberBacker. What's it like working with them every day?
So it's great, actually. One thing that has been so pleasant is the ability on your guys' side to really find somebody that, you know, it's real simple for us to find people that really kind of fit the roles, right? Someone that can come in and I say simple, it's not really simple, but at the end of the day, it's a little bit easier to find somebody that has some of the background of doing what we may need them to do. The hardest thing I've found over the years is to find someone that really fits your teamwork and your culture of what you're trying to build. And that's what has been so pleasant. The individuals that we have with us, they've kind of become friends. I mean, they're awesome. I mean, they really are. They engage with us, not just from a business level, but also in a kind of on a personal level. And they make our day better, in all honesty, not just from a business perspective, but just overall, they make things so much easier for us.
Wow. The way you talk about your cyberbros, really, you really built, I mean, a friendship right there, a relationship with your cyberbacker. So how important is that, being personable with your cyberbacker, you think?
Oh, it's you can't really even describe the importance of it. I mean, you know, you've got to really think about it from a work perspective. I mean, we're at work more than we're at home. Sure. I mean, we're at work a lot of times more than we are with our personal families, our wives or husbands and sons and daughters, and just our family in general. We're at work more. And so if you're in an environment at work that is not healthy or not fun and not supportive of one another, it really can make your life pretty miserable. I mean, I think a lot of the reasons that's why a lot of folks will wake up and kind of not enjoy going to work is because their environment isn't really conducive of what they need. Absolutely. To really fulfill them. And so it's vital, in all honesty. It truly is.
Absolutely. How about communication, though? I think in any kind of partnership, communication is really important, may it be virtual or not. But how about in a virtual partnership, just like what you have with your cyberbackers? How important really is communication?
Well, communication in any relationship is—I could argue—is probably the single most important thing. But it's not necessarily whether or not you are communicating. I feel like it's the manner of which you communicate. Yeah. Because a lot of people can, just like you and I right now, we can talk to each other. But if we're not talking to each other in a way that invites you to respond back to me and vice versa, then it really doesn't do much of good, you know. And again, that can create a bad culture, bad environment. So their communication is wonderful. They communicate in ways that invite us to respond back as well. And I feel as though, of course, you'd have to ask them, but I feel as though we do the same over here. We speak in a manner that allows them to feel comfortable and talk back with us as well.
Again, it's a two-way street between you and your cyberbackers, of course, in that aspect. Now, how about tasks, though? This is what I'm curious about. How does your cyberbacker help out in the business so far?
Well, so we have two, and I tell you, we keep them busy. We're doing, from a print perspective, and I know we haven't really discussed what we actually print, but we're a print company that specializes in a very, very specific area of the print world, what's called direct-to-film transfers. And we print upwards of 15 to 20,000 prints a month. So we're extremely busy with what we do. And so we keep them busy. I mean, we really do. And we've divided it. We've got one admin support that solely works on what's called gang sheets. And that is building, we'll call it the profile of the prints that we're printing. And so that this particular admin, Tristan, he'll build those gang sheets and get them uploaded for us so that we can just rip them and print them immediately. And then Josan, our other one, she mans she's got all of the email support. She helps with designs. She's the one that fields all of the orders. She responds to all of the support emails. So she has a much more interactive role with the customers as well, whereas Tristan does not. But they are extremely busy, which is a good thing, job security. And they just do a really good job with it. They really do.
So the way you talk about your cyberbacks, it just feels like they're almost everywhere in the business now then, almost.
They are. Yeah, they kind of are, in all honesty. They're definitely entrenched in it.
There we go. Now, how about challenges? I'm quite curious about this. Have there been any challenges working with someone who's virtual right now? Working with cyberbackers so far?
I would say from a virtual perspective, no, there haven't been, there's been zero challenges from that standpoint. I mean, they're always available. I could literally pull up my instant messenger right now and send them a message and they'll respond immediately. Or I can even text them on the direct lines that we've got from my cell phone. I mean, or call them and they always answer. They've never not answered. So from a virtual perspective, there's been zero struggles or anything. And I would say the only struggles, if I'm going to say struggles, is just the learning curve of what we're doing is, but that would be with anybody, whether you're virtual or in person.
Absolutely. So no real challenges so far. Good to know that. Now, since you've been working with your cyberbackers for a few months now, what's been the biggest impact of working with virtual leverage and, of course, through cyberback?
100%. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you want admin support for growth, because if you don't let go and really start to delegate the things that you need to delegate, then you're just going to be in this vicious circle and you can never truly grow. You're going to be pulling your hair out. Mm-hmm. And so the biggest impact has been the ability for us to say, hey, this is time consuming stuff that although we know how to do it, and although we can do it, we can't do it if we're going to really truly grow the company. And so being able to offload that has immediately had an impact. I mean, that's our overall growth of production has literally, and this is no exaggeration, almost to a T, increased by 50% over the last 3.5-4 months. So, I mean, it has been a massive, massive increase in business. Would not be able to do that without the support. We simply would not. Because even if we did increase that business, we wouldn't be able to offset that workload and still be able to do the printing as well. So we're now at a point to where, like I said, so we hired the first one in March, mm-hmm. and then within 2 months, we had to hire a second one because the growth, it hit us so hard and fast. And so now we're actually at a point where we're hiring a shipping manager that will be on site. And we're also in the process of buying two more machines just to withstand the workload.
Gosh, already a lot of growth in just an amount of small amount of time. I mean, that's the exciting part. It's only been a few months. Imagine what you and your cyberbackers can do, let's say, for another year's time, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
That's the exciting part. Now, one last thing before we go, though, Jason. Obviously, once we have this uploaded online, your cyberbackers are going to be able to listen and watch this. So before we go, would you want to give them a quick shout out on the show?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Josan, Tristan, hats off to you guys. You guys have been I can't even tell you how much of a vital role that you guys play. And I truly mean that. I think you know that. We tell you guys that a lot, but it's important for everybody to really know that, you know, and the company that you're with, for them to know that you guys are doing a phenomenal job. Keep up the good work. And the last thing that I would say is, don't let what I just said go to your head. It doesn't mean you get to slack off now.
There we go. Now, we are very, very excited to seeing the continued success of this partnership. And of course, Jason, thank you very much for being on the show today. I had fun talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.